It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Get to Paul Hamilton. See what he thinks about that final series of three plays for the Bills and the Texans. And also, if you missed, the Sabres played a pair of afternoon and morning games overseas. They were forgettable. We'll see what the takeaways are. Paul Hamilton, his appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Paul, what was more disappointing to you, the Sabres' pair of games in Prague or the Bills' final series against Houston? Tough one.
They both had their moments, eh? Probably the Bills. I mean, just the fact that it, in different types of situations, it just keeps happening over and over again at the end of games. And then afterwards, we're going to learn. You know, it's a learning experience. And could maybe just there maybe be the end of a game when there are situations like that where you get it right once instead of having no idea what to do and then going, all right, we're going to learn, and then we learn. It's like, okay, maybe figure it out during the week in practice and go over certain situations and be ready to go and, you know, have your middle linebacker ready to go on the field, you know, for the last, you know, maybe discuss on the sideline that, okay, if we don't get a first down here, we have to, you know, punt the ball. This is going to be the situation. This is going to be the defense we put out there and have everybody ready to go on the field instead of you having your middle linebacker out there going, what are we doing? And not knowing what we're doing when you're snapping the ball when you're in a defense that's preventing a Hail Mary instead of, you know.
One play for a field goal. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was just. You know, it just boggles my mind that these things just keep popping up in different ways. And then, all right, well, now we'll be ready next time.
Yeah. Well, Paul, that said, you know, the Sabres have – Sabres fans might feel that you were talking about not about, you know, a Bills possession, but a Sabres season, that a lot of them seem to go the same way. And I know you know – that fans are really quick to jump on, here we go again. So from the pair of games in Prague, losses to the Devils that were very blah, and they suffered some injuries, is there a silver lining that you saw? Tell us how the games went and what Lindy Ruff might want to get going differently as they start the season at home on Thursday.
Well, from a fan standpoint, probably the worst thing the Sabres could have done in those two games was exactly what they did, lose like they did last year. If you go out, lose 5-4, have a great game back and forth, everybody's playing well, you know, maybe you do make a few mistakes or whatever, you know, maybe it's a little different story. But to go there and lose basically exactly like you've been losing the last couple of years, or last year in particular, it's just, you know, I don't think the fans have an appetite at all for that. Everybody knows what happened last year between the fans and the team. And, you know, unfortunately, I think they've put themselves in a spot where Thursday they'll first mistake, it winds up in your net. I think it's probably going to be pretty bad. You know, we know how it got last year. And that's the problem. And I have an idea. I think what went down here. A lot of it. First of all, take a look at the three preseason games. You had basically played two AHL teams and the German team. I don't even know if they could have competed in the East Coast League. You know, so I think you gave yourself a false sense of, now this, I'm not blaming the Sabres for who they played, that they got to play who this on the schedule. And, you know, the other teams aren't going to have an NHL team against them that early in preseason. They're just not. So circumstances are what hit them. So I think they got a false sense of security. They did go out there and play the way Lindy Ruff wanted them to. And they went out and won all three games handily. Well, next thing you know, here come the New Jersey Devils, who are a fast team, and here they come. And you haven't played an NHL team, and all of a sudden the Devils are all over you, and it's like, uh-oh, and what did you do? You reverted right back to what you know. And what you know is how you played last year.
Yeah.
You were tentative. That was the biggest thing. They just looked like, you know, uh-oh, and they got tentative. And you can't play hockey tentatively. If you're sitting back and letting the other team come to you, look out. And that's exactly what the Devils did. But, you know, the power play was just horrendous. They were 0 for 6. They couldn't even get the puck in the zone except for maybe the last power play on Friday, during Friday's game. I thought that was a pretty good power play. But they can't get into the zone. They weren't competing hard. They weren't winning battles. And it was just like the Devils lined up and the Sabres said, okay, we're going to skate through you. And the Devils lined up and the Sabres said, we're going to skate through you. And it was like rinse and repeat. And, you know, they never tried to get the puck in deep and tried to win battles and do those types of things. So now you go 0 for 6 on your power play. And basically the type of hockey they have to play was pretty simple. The goal on Saturday where the whole line attacked the net and just kept digging and digging. And they weren't going to let Allen freeze that puck. And Thompson put it in the net. Greenway was going crazy as far as, you know, digging underneath him with his stick to get that puck loose. They were successful. And if that's what Lindy Ruff is looking for, get people around the net, get pucks to the net, and win battles. He should be playing that goal nonstop for them all week long. It's like this, if you do this and play like this, you will win hockey games, and you will score goals. So, you know, that's what they can build on is something like that is, okay, you know, this is the way we need to play from this point forward, and just get that out of their system, whatever we saw for those two games, because it certainly wasn't good.
On Saturday, Paul, one of the bright spots, Devin Levi, looking pretty sharp until at least that wraparound goal in the third period, maybe a little too aggressive, but not to say that they're going to, you know, start him on Thursday, I don't think, but that's probably one of the lone bright spots, I would think, from the weekend.
I agree. Yeah, it probably could have been 6-1 or worse if he didn't play as well as he did. So, you know, that was great that they got good goaltending like that. And, you know, at the other end, I mean, Josh Allen, Jake Allen, he really stood there. He didn't – I don't think he had a difficult save the whole time. He basically stopped the pucks that came at him. He saw everything. And the one time he got caught out of the net, then there was a scramble. Tuck got the puck with a wide-open net and a defenseman trying to scramble to get in there, and he hit the post. And that was another thing. In both games, they had wide open nets, and they didn't score on either one of them. You score on both those, maybe that turns both those games around. You know, Abe Cabell in the first game, he's basically standing in the crease. Take that puck and rip it so hard that you rip the twine and it goes right through the net and to the back wall. But he babied it, and that allowed Markstrom to get the paddle of his stick back and make a save. And, you know, Tuck gets the puck, and again, wide open net, and he hits the post with it. I mean, you got to bury those. You got to bear down, and you have to bury those. Those could have maybe been big goals. Maybe that lifts the team, and you start getting to the game that Lindy Ruff wants you to get to, and maybe it changes the whole complexion of the game. Yeah, but he had two wide open nets. Allen was nowhere to be found. It was defensemen trying to scramble into the crease, and they hit the post. You got to bury those.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline as we chat about the Sabres, who have their season opener at KeyBank Center, at least their home opener, Thursday against the LA Kings. And Paul, the early portion of the schedule has, you know, I guess an opportunity to try and build a little bit of faith here. You know, I want to ask you, like, will it happen? But is the good news that it's not like they played their best and lost. There's definitely going to be another level that they've got to find, they've got to unlock, but they can play an awful lot better than they did.
Oh, sure they can. I don't think they could play much worse, to be quite honest with you. And you've got an opportunity in the schedule here. You know, well, you got the Stanley Cup champions on Saturday, but you do have the LA Kings on Thursday. Then you go on the road and play Pittsburgh, Columbus, and Chicago. I don't know. If you play the way Lindy Ruff wants you to play, I think you have an opportunity to win all three games.
Those are three teams they had more wins than last year.
Yeah. I mean, the schedule now gives you an opportunity to maybe turn this around rather quickly. If you played like you did on Friday, Saturday, you'll be lucky if you win one of them. And the good thing about it is, too, with the collective bargaining, the Sabres don't have to do what Ottawa had to do and other teams that were over there a couple of years ago, where they basically came back to North America and had to play right away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Sabres weren't even allowed to practice yesterday with due to the collective bargaining agreement. And they still have time. I mean, they still have Tuesday and Wednesday. I mean, if players wanted to go on the ice, that was up to them. But, you know, they couldn't, like, have a formal practice or anything like that. So, you know, it gives them a chance to reorient, get back here, reorient. You're gone for, 10 days, 11 days, whatever it was. You got family obligations to take care of. You got to get used to the time change and being back here and everything. So I like the fact that the collective bargaining agreement gives both teams a chance now to reorient before they have to play another game.
Paul Hamilton, his appearance brought to you by Railax Honda. Railax, we got this. Thanks, Paul.
Okay.
One odd scheduling quirk in the NHL, as Paul mentions, like the CBA there has, where the Sabres are mandated time off. The NHL schedule, Joe, does not have a day between the preseason and the regular season. If you go to the schedule of games, there are games today.
Yeah.
And games tomorrow.
Preseason games.
Yep. And then Thursday starts the season. There's not one day in between. It's
right.
Preseason Wednesday and regular season Thursday.
All right. Assuming some... No team, I'm assuming, would have a preseason game Wednesday and then a regular season game Thursday.
Preseason Tuesday. Regular.
Okay.
If I've got this right, the point is there's no gap to say, hey, the season is real now. They're just playing games every day leading up to it.
You just go right into it.
Yep. A little weird. 803-0550, Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, top of the hour here on WGR.